welcome to another episode of Pikes Peak Auditors Podcast. I am going to first start off by apologizing for yesterday. I didn't get an episode in because I had contact at the Mountain Metropolitan Transit downtown terminal with Colorado Springs Police Department. I rode the bus from the west side of Colorado Springs and went to the terminal. I had my camera live streaming the whole time. I got downtown to the terminal and got off the bus, was filming, went out and onto the public sidewalk and around. I had a day pass, mind you. I walked around filming, went up to the front where the buses are lined up, and there was a supervisor who confronted me and decided to have the police called on me for filming in public and filming a public official in the course of their duties. He, however, is a, I guess, subcontractor to the city and the Mountain Metropolitan Transit Authority. So that's the short of it. That's the beginning, basically. I filmed and I spoke with the director of the Mountain Metropolitan Transit Authority there on the phone, and he said I was 100% in the right and that I was correct, that I could film there. He stated that there was no issues, that it had been forwarded and everybody was made aware. I actually talked to him and told him that I would be headed down there shortly, so he was aware of that as well. In getting ready for my trip down to the terminal downtown, I got a Twitter response from the Mountain Metropolitan Twitter page. Don't know who runs it, but they responded to my post to them stating, if you can film me, why can't I film you? And I had used a couple of hashtags and I stated, please respond. It took them just about 12 or 24 hours, I believe, to respond to that. And they said that it was a public place and that I could take film and pictures there. I was aware of this. I had actually previously went to this facility last week, last Friday, I do believe, and filmed. And the same supervisor had a problem with me filming, all the while a GS4, G4S security guard came up to me while thinking he wasn't on video or being audio recorded, telling me that I was absolutely correct and to call 385 RIDE. And so I did. That's what happened, and that started this whole thing. So that got me the contact with Bob. And actually, when I was down there yesterday, Bob, the security guard, the same security guard that told me I was in the right, came over and said Bob was on his way. When he got there, the police were talking to me. At this time, the police told Bob, they were talking to me, and they backed him away from the conversation. That being said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're speaking about the illegal detainment yesterday that I faced in downtown Colorado Springs for over a half an hour. This is Pikes Peak Auditors. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. anybody that jumped into the live stream, I heard at one point there was over 1,000 people streaming it live, and there's well over 5,000 views currently on the videos from yesterday. So I want to thank everybody for all of the support and the community. This is not just one person's effort. This is an abundance of persons and Americans who are standing up for their rights and enjoying the fruits of their labors. I'm enjoying it currently by just recording podcasts and having these on my channels, people listening to them, and I just want to thank everyone for continuing to support me. We'll get back to the story. The police were, I asked them several times if I was being detained. They said I was. They said for harassment. They went and looked at video footage from the Metro Transit. There they have tons of video cameras. So they went and looked at that. But what nobody knew yesterday was the reason Bob never came back is that the police told him not to speak to me. So that's some news for everyone. If you want to express your grievance towards the Colorado Springs Police Department, you can do so. Officer Charles was the officer who detained me the whole time standing next to me, although there ended up being another officer and a supervisor out there. I will have an update. I'm going to go get complaint forms, and I'm going to get some body camera footage and some footage from the Mountain Metropolitan Transit Authority as well. I thought it funny this morning when I was waking up and checking everything. My Twitter feed showed a short 30-second video clip of the bus terminal downtown and a bus driver in a bus at the terminal downtown on their Twitter page this morning. So it's interesting to me to see something like that after being told that I was harassing a public worker in the course of their duties while they were in a public place. You cannot turn a lawful activity into something illegal. I was not in that man's face. I never touched him, nor did I have any contact physically with anyone except for shaking the hands of the security guard. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show today. I want to thank everyone again for listening, liking and subscribing all the videos on YouTube. If you can donate to the podcast, please do so. This is listener supported and run off donations only. Thank you for your support, and have a great day.